This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Here is Jalen Thompson, who was nowhere near anything in 1974. Jalen, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
Let's talk about the Royals. They had certainly a better than anticipated pre-All-Star break record. It's been a little bit hit and miss of late, but they're still in a good position to at least get into the postseason, still within several games of the Cleveland Guardians in the American League Central. They have a soft landing to restart against the Chicago White Sox starting tomorrow night at Kauffman Stadium. What do you think the Royals are right now?
I think the Royals are right in the thick of things, like you mentioned before. When you look at this team, no one thought that they were going to be at 52 wins at the All-Star break. They won 56 games last year. So to really look at it from a 1,000-feet perspective, they're in a really good place to try to push for what they want, which is a postseason berth. The thing that's going to have to happen is they're going to have to continue to get good pitching from guys like Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, Michael Wacha, Brady Singer, Alex Marsh. And they also have to get some offense. It's been hard to come by this year. We've seen it. If it's not named Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, or Vinny Pasquantino, the lineup really hasn't produced like it needs to produce. So I think that's where it's going to have to be. If rubber is going to meet the road and the road to make the playoffs after 9 years, pretty much, they got to get it done now.
Yeah, this is Anthony with the Bob and Jeff Show. I'm looking at the pitching matchup. We have Chris Flexen for the Chicago White Sox comes in with a 2-8 record, 4.82 ERA, going up against Michael Wacha, 6-6, 3.83 ERA. Now, one of my big things about the Royals is they have to win these games, win these series that are winnable, and steal some away from some that might not be winnable. But how do you break down tomorrow night's pitching matchup?
Hey, Anthony, I think that the Royals have to really lean on that veteran presence. You mentioned it. You said Michael Wacha is going to be out there and he's going to get a chance to pitch. He knows how to pitch in this back half of a season. You know, he's been there before. And I think it's a good veteran just to have to lean on. When you're coming off of an All-Star break, you might be a little rested, but, you know, you haven't swung a bat in a couple of days. You haven't thrown a ball really in a couple of days. He knows how to go out there, deal with that kind of adversity of just coming and getting back into it and really putting you on a good footing. So I think that that'll be key for him. And he's facing the White Sox. The White Sox have not had a good season so far, but they're still formidable. They're still an American League Central team that you have to keep an eye out on. And they're wanting to come in here and they want to beat their rivals in the Royals. So it's going to be a good matchup for sure.
Talking with Jalen Thompson from the Kansas City Star, the Royals begin the second half of the season tomorrow at the K against the Chicago White Sox, followed then at home by Arizona and the Cubs. So right now the Royals have three players with 60 or more RBIs. They had four All-Stars. This has been a kind of a dream season for Kansas City. They acquired some bullpen help right before the All-Star break, getting Hunter Harvey from the Washington Nationals, kind of getting the first strike before the trade deadline. What else do they need to do? What do they still need? Another bullpen arm? Could they fortify their rotation? An outfield bat? Those are all things that maybe come to mind.
Yeah, and with MJ Melendez going on the injury list, that really causes the team to probably need to think about, do they want to go out there and be more aggressive and adding an outfielder that can add that depth to the lineup, because we don't know how long MJ might be out with his injury. You also got to look at the rest of the lineup as well. You've seen Michael Garcia bounce from third base. He's played second sometimes. He's led off. He's batted seventh in the order. They have a leadoff hitter that can really be there and help get on base for the likes of, like you said, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, that have those 60 RBIs. So maybe they might look to see if they want to add there, find someone that can lead off. Maybe they want to add another bullpen arm. You know, getting one in Hunter Harvey is nice, but you're going to need someone else to kind of help fortify things down there, because when you look at the entire group as a whole, you really don't have anyone that can strike someone out when you need it. You have guys that can get out relying on contact, but when you're playing these close games and you're trying to fight for a playoff spot, sometimes contact is not what you want. You want 1, 2, 3 strikeout, good morning, good afternoon, good night, and we'll see you next day. And the Royals really don't have that. Maybe Hunter Harvey can be that. He has electric stuff, but they might need something else to go alongside that.
Right now, the Royals 2 games out of the wild card chase. Anthony?
Yeah, more questions. As I'm looking at some of the rankings here, looking at the White Sox, they are a 220 batting average team, which ranks 29th. The Royals, 247, which ranks 11th. On base percentage, .282 for the Sox at coming in at 30th. The Royals at .306 at 20th. Just overall, how much do rankings really – or how much do these stats really mean in the grand scheme of things when it comes to Chicago White Sox versus the Kansas City Royals? We know that the White Sox have a terrible record.
They're terrible. They're
right.
Awful.
In my Charles Barkley voice, they're just terrible. But does it mean anything when it comes down to this series? Because even when you look at the home runs, the White Sox, 85-28. The Royals 101-17.
So it means the Royals better sweep them, right?
Which means it looks like the Royals could just break out the brooms. But what? Just tell me what to expect from this series.
When you look at this series with the White Sox, you have to keep in mind that they know the Royals very well, and the Royals conversely know them very well. They play so many times throughout the year. So when you look at the numbers between both sides, yes, the White Sox has not had a good season by their own estimation, but they're still major league hitters. They still know how to come in here to Kauffman Stadium and really compete. And if the Royals aren't careful, they could maybe lose a game or maybe two in the series. And that's not how you want to start off the second half of 2024. You really look at what the White Sox have. They have Luis Robert. He's back. They have guys like Tommy Pham. They have good pitching. We've seen Garrett Crochet in the All-Star game. You know, he can do. They have Eric Fetty, who's really been revamping this year as a starting pitcher. So they have a couple of pieces, and like I said, they know the Royals. So you can't just come in there and think, oh, we're gonna just sweep and that's all we can do. The Royals will have to fight these games this weekend against.
I'm gonna intervene here because that's what I do. If they don't sweep the White Sox, they're in trouble, and especially since they don't face Fetty or Crochet this weekend. They're off the hook. So, listen, I call it like I see it. The White Sox are horrible, and they're not throwing their two guys against the Royals. And sorry, Jalen, that's kind of where I come from. You're in agreement,
oh, yeah,
aren't you?
I understand. I mean, all I can do is just go to the game. I'll let you say that, but, you know, it's going to be a good series.
No, it's not. But, I love you. You know I love you. Let's talk about this division. Cleveland currently 4.5 games up on Minnesota. Cleveland hit a bump on the road a little bit. The Twins have been a little erratic, although when they get hot, they're a very dangerous team. The Royals are 7 games over 500. These are obviously teams that are going to try to buy at the deadline. Winning the division is what all of these teams are after. That's a lot of fun because we haven't had that in the American League Central all that much of late. It's great to see 3 teams that are going to try to outdo each other in the final 65-70 games of the season.
Yeah, and if you go back to earlier this year, before the season started, what was the one thing that everybody was talking about? Well, the American League Central is the weakest one, and they might not have anyone reach 80 wins, and you just didn't know what you were going to expect. And now you have three teams that are truly competing for a playoff spot and are in a great position to potentially get that. And I think it just goes to the talent that's in the division. And like you said, the Royals have played well against some of these teams. Like, they play well against the Guardians. They still struggle a little bit with the Twins. And I think that's just given that just the pitching that the Twins have. And I don't know what really makes it difficult against them. But, yeah, the Royals, if they want to win and they want to make it to where they want to go in the postseason, they have to get through the Guardians and the Twins. There's no way around it. The guys in the clubhouse know that. They've said that. They know that that is going to be the ticket to get there. And, you know, I also caution them to not look too far away from the wild card as well, because the Boston Red Sox are right there. Houston Astros are right there. So it's going to be pretty good these next upcoming weeks. So it might be a little bit of an arms race to see who's going to add it, who's going to really take that step forward at the trade deadline.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. The home stretch begins tomorrow night across Major League Baseball. For the Royals, they have the very dangerous Chicago White Sox visiting Kauffman Stadium. How's that? Jalen, it's always a pleasure. We love having you on. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you again.
All right, Jalen Thompson, one of the nicest guys I know. You're one of the nicest guys I know.
Thank you.
The White Sox are just an awful team. And the Cardinals lost 2 of 3 to them earlier this season. They had to face Fetty and Crochet. The Royals don't. And, you know, it's so much about pitching and who you're going to face. Certainly the White Sox on a given day when those two guys are pitching could be dangerous. Not so much this weekend.
So that's how they get barely 27 wins, right?
The Royals better sweep this series. You can't afford losses to the bad teams when you're trying to get to the places that the Royals are trying to get to. That makes sense?
I have a promotion. Royal sweep, everybody go to Walmart and get a free broom.
There you go. You going to buy them? You going to call Walmart and...
No, they have to feed it on them.
All right, there you go. Hour number one in the books. We got an action-packed hour number two. Adam Teicher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.